Yeah, this is Shelley Epstein, MD, dictating an independent medical evaluation on Natalie Behna, Behna, dash Mila, Mila, claim number FXF8668, date of injury 09/20/2022, MES file number 211, 2417030, case type rescheduled workers' comp, specialty psychiatry, employed Eastern Suffolk, BOCES, Travelers, Workers' Comp, Melville. Allegations, post-traumatic stress disorder, convergence insufficiency, history of concussion, and vestibular disequilibrium. The following records. Were reviewed for this evaluation. IMEs 12/18/23, 131/24, 3/26/24, 7/8/24, 7/8/22/24 of the following peer review were reviewed: 2/26/24, 3/12/24, 7/12/22. Sorted medical records, date of loss 9/20/22. A unknown facility by Stephen Honor, PhD, 8/10 to 12/19/23. 1/9 to 1/31/24, 2/9 to 2/24, /3/20 to /3/28/24, 5/30 to 7/2/22. 7/8 to 8/13/24. Next, Orthopedic Associates of Long Island, Haley Queller, Q-U-E-L-L-E-R. /2/22/229. Haley Queller, MD. Okay, so Natalie is a 49-year-old. A married woman who resides with her husband of 7 years. She was employed as a social worker until she suffered an injury. She reports that she suffered concentration and vestibular problems following an episode at work. The episode was described as her being quote-unquote airborne following an alleged physical episode by one of the male students in her tutoring class that day. She has gone for treatment to address PTSD. And she also suffers with some vestibular issues. She's also on sertraline, 100 milligrams daily, which she finds of some help, but she continues to feel sad regarding limitations on things she can't do. A new paragraph. The incident occurred on 9/20/2022, at which time two students disagreed, and she was quote-unquote tossed by one of the students, after which she became easily confused and easily startled. These symptoms have not improved over time significantly, allowing employment. There's been no need for inpatient psychiatric treatment. But she continues to suffer with anxiety. She denies family or psychiatric history. Medically, she has hypertension, hypothyroidism, and a history of fibroids. A current mental status exam. She's casually dressed with fluent speech. Her mood is anxious. Affect is broad. No suicidal homicidal ideation, no auditory visual hallucinations. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. She is disappointed at what she perceives as limited progress, but she is willing to follow any other recommendations that might improve her current state. Also of note, she drinks a minimal alcohol, maybe one glass per week. The following questions are being asked regarding this woman's condition. One, attestation, I certify that this is reported as a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with no respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Sec 12NY CRR 312NY CRR 302. If further certified that no person or entity has caused a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and I have this report for accuracy. Okay. Has the character claimed, or has the claimant reached MMI at this time? No, I do not believe she has. 2. Has she reached MMI as defined by 212 guidelines? And I do not believe she has. Please comment on the severity of the rating. If you are using 212, explain why. I'm not using 212. If the claimant is not at MMI, what is the degree of disability? 100% disability. Would reevaluate 6 more months of treatment. Please indicate the date the injured worker will reach MMI in approximately 6 months. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call Impression of Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder and Adjustment Disorder with Mixed Emotional Features should be considered.